This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tonight, a soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger. That is tonight's very important opening monologue.
And then the Washington Post points out that basically the monologue
point tonight with
part of it is taken directly from my statement a month before. But it's not taken from my statement. This is what the president's discussing. He knows about this. And the times I've been blessed enough to speak to the president, this is what we talk about. If people really want to know, I never really told the media because I only get into private discussions. But that's the president is aware of this. Large sections of the military are aware. Most of the agencies, at least the folks that actually do the work, are aware. And a lot of the smart money is Trump's going to let them make their move and then sew up the whole group once they launch their operation. I think that they can't be aware of that and not do it. I think it's a dereliction of duty. I don't want to say the president's doing that. I don't want to challenge his strategy. We elected him because I guess in this one case, it's not a dereliction of duty if it's the president. But and I understand we don't want to be like fascist, but if they're calling for overthrow, murder, death, overthrowing elections, having a Homeland Security dictatorship, then the FBI being the fourth branch of government, then the president really has to move. And I understand, first he's got to get rid of all the traitors and then move. But if they're all just in mutiny against him, knowing that's his move, and they all just ignore his orders, what do we do?
Well, let's look at this whole Comey situation. First of all, this is a coup d'etat. It's an attempt to remove the president of the United States.
Isn't it big to have Hannity saying that?
It is terrific. I'm proud of Hannity come forward and say this, and it does risk his career at Fox. Hannity is finally getting on the front lines on this. And look, Comey's fired. Okay, so the mainstream media goes nuts. Who cares? Unplug them. Get them out of the press room. Let them ask their questions of each other. Ignore them. Mainstream media isn't being listened to. They're dying legacy industry. Who cares what the mainstream media says? Fire these people. Take control of the government. Because
what does he do if they try to kill him?
Well, that's the next thing they'll try to do. And I've been warning about that for a long time. And you have too.
I mean, I'm telling you, if they take shots at him or something, all the people that have been calling for his death and ignoring him. And I think under national security, we arrest the top 1,000 of these people.
Well, and look, what's the Secret Service and Department of Justice doing? People call up congressmen and give them death threats, and they don't get investigated.
And they have their phone number.
They don't get investigated. What's the Department of Justice doing? Go out and investigate these people. People who are threatening the president are committing a crime.
Well, the Justice Department has been packed for decades with globalists.
And get rid of them. It's, you know, CIA, Cord Meyer. He was a, you know, world globalist early on in the 1949-50 period. The CIA has been packed with globalists. The whole agenda has been to destroy the United States. And Obama...
And Kennedy got rid of Cord Meyer, and he was one of the main guys.
Look, E. Howard Hunt named Cord Meyer.
Didn't Kennedy have sex with Cord Meyer's wife?
Well, yes.
That was one reason he wanted to... I mean, Kennedy did have sex with most people's wives.
Well, he actually did. But, you know, Mary Myers was killed then after the assassination of Jack Kennedy. Yeah. She was offed. Look,
I was just a bench warmer on the operation.
Right.
What did you make of E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession?
Well, I thought there was a lot of truth to it.
Well, he was there. He got photographed.
Yeah, I think there's a lot. Yes, he can be seen at the assassination site. I'm confident of it. I've seen the photos. But look, this is deadly serious stuff. And Donald Trump has got to protect himself by getting hold of the government.
I'm just saying, they're openly in sedition, saying overthrow the government, right. Kill everybody. They've got communists marching everywhere with the guns out. They're killing cops. I mean, they go, you're Mr. Anti-Police State. Now you want to... No, the police state comes, we let them win. We have to move against this cancer with the police.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, Karen Handel won a fourth special election despite record Democratic money in any election ever spent to defeat her. Still, John Ossoff lost. What does this tell us? Well, we know the polls are fake. Trump's way above 50%. They're doing a 9 to 15% sampling rate higher for Democrats. They're calling people on landlines. They already have index. They know we're Democrats. I think Trump's got 60% support. As long as the stock market holds. The problem is there's major underlying economic global financial problems. We've got the new Main Street's having problems. We've got the commercial real estate beginning to implode. Amazon's a big part of that. So as Ron Paul said like a month ago, he said Trump's doing great with his policies on the economy, in my view, but too little too late. Now, somebody who was the chief advisor to Ron Paul on his presidential campaign when it came to finances, Peter Schiff, billions under management at Europac.com. And, of course, no stranger to this show or cable TV or broadcast TV, you name it. And so I want to get his nuanced take on this because, look, I want to cheerlead the economy. And I see Trump bringing back a lot of jobs and exuberance in the stock market, but underlying globally a lot of problems. And so we'll get Peter Schiff's take on that. Ride the shotgun of Dr. Jerome Corsi. So Peter Schiff Where do you think we are right now?
Well, you know, nice to see Alex. It's been a while. But, you know, I think candidate Trump had a lot better or more accurate view of the U.S. economy than President Trump, because candidate Trump was a lot more accurate in criticizing the phony numbers that the government used to try to paint a rosy picture of the economy. He was very critical of the way the government measured and reported unemployment, inflation. And of course, he called the stock market a big, fat, ugly bubble. He recognized the consequence of the cheap money policies of the Fed and that the stock market was not a good barometer of the overall economy. And on that, that's what got him elected. I mean, that resonated with the public that had been spoon-fed nonsense by the administration about how great the economy was when they knew it was lousy. And now Trump is president and he is spoon-feeding the same nonsense. We haven't had a huge turnaround in the economy since he's been elected. There has been an improvement in sentiment. There are people who believe that things are going to get better because they remain hopeful that things are going to happen, but nothing is actually happening.
Sure, but Peter, clearly, though, trying to get rid of the carbon taxes, trying to get coal back, trying to get rid of the regulations to make us more competitive, I think that's why the stock market's up. I agree, if we don't have a real economy and we have a big stock market, then it is just a bubble. But, I mean, the Democrats are actively trying to drive down the market to discredit him. So I get that you're right in overall as a purist, but I'm saying, aren't you glad at least we're having some success?
I don't think we're having success. I think, yes, we're having success in not having even more failure than we might have if Hillary Clinton were president.
Well, exactly. So hasn't Trump been given almost like a sinking ship?
Yes, he has been given a sinking ship. I wish he would level with the public that it is sinking, because he's now claiming that it's seaworthy. The problem is it's going down. And when he's at the helm, if he's telling us how great it is and then it goes down, he's going to get the blame for it.
I'm not
pessimistic. He needs to point out that the ship is still sinking and it needs serious repair. And so far, we're not doing it.
Dr. Corsi?
Well, I mean, I think I want to give Donald Trump credit for a couple of things. I mean, I think these regulations are very important to get rid of the EPA regulations, to get the economy so it can move, the whole emphasis on bringing jobs back to the United States. Clearly, the Federal Reserve is trying to stack the deck against President Trump raising interest rates. It's going to be critical that Trump gets discipline on Congress, gets a hold of the RNC money so that they can't have these guaranteed funds for the RNC to run for re-election, and pushes through a major tax reform. It's going to be critical.
Well, sure. I'm going to ask Peter about that, but undoubtedly, Trump wanted low interest rates. I was against him because it hurts real investors. But if the globalists gave themselves free interest forever and the economy's in cardiac arrest, why not have a few years of low interest rates? So if Yellen is about to raise rates again and that hurts the overall recovery, then why hasn't he removed Yellen? Or does Peter think we should go ahead and raise rates and then that gets into the tax cuts? Go ahead, Peter.
Well, first of all, he can't remove her yet. I mean, her term is going to expire at some point. He doesn't have to renominate her. He can nominate somebody else. But it's interesting that during the entire term where Obama was president, the Fed really only raised rates once. I mean, they raised them a second time, but that's after the election. Since Trump was elected, they've already had three rate hikes, and they're planning on doing more. But the low interest rates were part of the problem. The Fed needs to raise interest rates, but when they do that, the economy is going to collapse. The whole bubble, the recovery was phony. We don't want to keep the phony recovery going. We want to let it implode so we can have a real recovery built on a solid foundation.
Sure, but Trump's argument is we only gave the bubble to the elites. Why not give some bubble to the people?
Well, the people don't want a bubble. They want genuine prosperity. They don't want to be deluded into thinking that things are getting better as they're actually getting worse. The only way to have a real recovery is going to have, we need massive cuts in government spending. And Donald Trump wants to increase government spending. He's talking about spending more money.
But see, his argument is it's a tax cut to slash regulations. I mean, isn't that one of the purest tax cuts there is?
Well, look, we need to get rid of regulations. And I wish we could. Look, we can't even get rid of Obamacare. I mean, they want to replace it with something that's almost as bad and might even be worse.
No, I agree with you. And that's the one big ding on Trump. That's the one big ding is this Obamacare thing has not been a real reform so far. So let me ask you this, Peter Schiff. What do you think would have happened if Hillary was in with her policy she was saying, and then A, and then B, what do you think Trump should do?
Well, look, I think if Hillary had won, a lot of the optimism surrounding the prospect of lower taxes and deregulation wouldn't be there. And my guess is that the Fed, that claims to be data dependent, would not have been raising interest rates in the face of this horrible data. So I do think that politics are playing a role here, and I think a reason that the Fed is ignoring the weak data is because they're not afraid of collapsing the bubble on Trump's watch.
Incredible.
But they on Obama's or Hillary Clinton's. But I do believe that the Fed is going to go back to their old tricks. I mean, once this economy is obviously in recession, once the numbers clearly reveal that we are back in recession.
Yeah, they want to have the cake eat it too. They want to hurt Trump and then bring back, you're 100% dead on. So tell us what else you think they're going to do, Peter Schiff.
Well, I said once we go back into recession and they can maybe blame it on Trump, you know, especially since Trump has made the mistake of pinning his presidency on the stock market or this economy, when the economy tanks and the stock market tanks, and now the Fed could try to save it and say, look what Donald Trump did. He wrecked this great economy, and now we have to come bail him out. We have to do more QE. We have to cut interest rates, and that may lay a foundation for, you know, Democrats to run against Trump and how he wrecked the economy in the midterm elections and then again in the president for 2020.
That's the plan. That's total veritas. I'm going to get out of course's brief take on that, but pulling back, what are they going to do losing all these special elections? People hate them. They're the new regional party of the coastlines. That's their answer. You can see it in the Federal Reserve's political actions. Tank the economy, blame it on Trump, and then in 2018 have the Democrats take back the House or the Senate. Peter?
Yeah, remember, though, they're not tanking a real economy. They're pricking their own bubble, and then they're going to try to refill it with air, but it's not going to work. See, that's what I think is going to backfire on them. When they attempt to reflate this bubble, it's not going to work. That's what's going to bring on the dollar crisis. The dollar is going to tank. Inflation is going to run out of control.
I agree.
And this is all going to happen. It should have happened years ago, but it didn't. We were able to delay the day of reckoning.
Sure.
And Barack Obama got out of Dodge. And his whole house of cards is going to come down around Donald Trump. That's why, again, I wish that he was more, you know, leveled with the public about the gravity of these problems.
Sure, but that would kill. But imagine being him. He knows they're going to blame him, and all he's trying to do is prop it up. And while he gets industry back, so that there is something there when it all implodes, that's more of a soft landing. Or are you saying if the bubble's even bigger?
There is no soft landing. It's a crash landing. I mean, what we have to do is make sure we can even walk away from the crash. But he needs to level with the American public on the degree that we need to sacrifice. He can't keep saying that we're going to increase defense spending. We're too broke for that. He can't keep promising more money for infrastructure. We don't have it. We need to make cuts to entitlements. He can't say Social Security and Medicare are off the table. They have to be on the table.
Yeah, that was bad a few weeks ago.
We want to make
he's like, you know, I have a big heart, so this Obamacare is going to have a bunch of free stuff in it. We don't have the money.
Well, I mean, again, Peter's right also that the entire bubble was created by Obama with zero interest rates and this quantitative easing, which people don't realize is the Fed's balance sheet ballooned with the Fed buying Treasury debt. We bought our own debt in order to keep the Obama doubling the national debt to $20 trillion. It was a huge ride on borrowed money.
Let me ask Peter this then. What's your timetable, hypothetically, and what do you see happening?
Well, look, you know, now the Fed is promising quantitative tightening, right? So while the Fed was monetizing the Obama deficits, they don't want to monetize the Trump deficits. They want to make the Trump deficits even bigger by forcing the Trump administration not only to have to finance the national debt, the budget deficits, but to borrow enough money to repay all the money the Fed borrowed when Obama was president.
So clearly the elites are against Trump. Clearly the elites are against Trump. What do you think you should do?
Well, look, he needs to call him out on it. And again, and he needs to level with the public about the severity of this bubble. He can't be claiming credit for the stock market going up. He can't be touting these government phony unemployment numbers as if he's a successful president because the unemployment rate is down. The unemployment rate was falling the whole time Obama was president. It is meaningless. He needs to go back to what got him elected and stop being a politician and actually get to the root cause of the problem and use the bully pulpit to get the public ready for what really needs to be done to clean up this mess. Let's start draining a swamp.
You're right. We don't want him to become the swamp. So how would you grade Trump right now, Peter Schiff?
Well, I'm not giving him a good grade because, you know, he's not doing what needs to be done. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, he's obviously got all kinds of criticism coming at him from all angles. The media is all over him. I mean, obviously, if they were treating President Obama like this, I mean, they couldn't. It would all be racism.
Yeah, it's not fair.
I mean, so he's not getting a fair shot. But he inherited a disaster. he's not doing what I want him to do to try to help, you know, make America great
again. Well, let's talk about when we come back how we make America great again. All I know is TPP killed, you know, getting us out of the climate thing. I mean, he's done a lot of good stuff, securing the border. Stay there, Peter Schiff. We'll come back and get your take on that. But you're right about some of the other economic stuff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Colonel Anthony Schaefer, with always amazing inside intel, is joining us to break down the Democratic plan to basically bring in martial law. Sean Hannity's been covering it. The Democrats have been so brazen. They've talked about it in major policy papers. They've got former deputy defense secretaries making the rounds in the news, trying to sell the idea. It's just insane. Because they all know a big collapse is coming, and I guess they want to blame Trump and start some civil unrest. Soros is out there pushing it. The head of EuroPac.com, Peter Schiff, is our guest. Ron Paul said, if I get elected president, I'm not a dictator. We got to wean people off of big government. It's going to take a while. I'm not an apologist for Trump, and I'm not disagreeing with Schiff. I think he's right. But I'm a realist. And you see the elite against Trump. You see the powers that be trying to block him. What does he do? Come in and just let the economy totally implode? I mean, I understand that at some point the bubble has to go down. But, I mean, Peter Schiff, quantify what you're saying for us.
Well, what I'm saying is that the air is going to come out of this bubble, just like it did on George Bush. Remember, the Fed inflated that phony recovery when it blew up the housing bubble. And that bubble, though, didn't survive the second term of Bush. It blew up while Bush was still president. And that's what helped Barack Obama become president, because people didn't want to vote for McCain.
Did they purposely deflate it to get Obama elected?
No, I don't think that they are that smart that they can time it and orchestrate it the way, you know, they just got lucky that it happened,
Sure, because they're trying to stop Trump's stock market right now. It's not working.
Well, they're raising interest rates. They're announcing quantitative easing. Yeah, you're right. I think they're doing things that you would think would make the stock market go down. I'm really not sure what's keeping it up, to the extent that maybe the market doesn't believe the Fed, that they think that they're bluffing, that they're not going to carry out with this quantitative
I think people want to make America great again. I think they're betting on America and just saying, you know what, this is my only vote is money, and I'm doubling down.
Yeah, but the market is already extremely expensive. It's not like you have a cheap market and you can make a good bet.
Yeah, isn't Amazon like 180-something to its earnings?
Yeah, but I mean, the overall market, forget about just Amazon. Just look at the overall S&P 500. We haven't had valuations this high since the bubble in 1999-2000, and look how that ended. But the point is that the Fed did this. The market is a creation of the Fed. It's all about cheap money and liquidity. And if they withdraw that, then the market's going to come down. It's only a question of time. And it's going to come down hard. And who's going to get blamed for it? And since Trump has already said, look, the market is going up, that means I'm doing a good job. This is a barometer for
He's already set himself up. That's a good point.
Yes, that means he owns it.
Yeah,
when the market
point.
Comes down, now it's because you're a failed president. That look, the market's going down.
He has painted himself into a corner. He has painted himself.
To be judged by. And of course, you know, he's taking credit for the low unemployment rate. He shouldn't be doing that. He should be accurately talking about the fact that Americans have lousy.
Well, he should
jobs
be saying your exuberance. You made the market go up, and you believe that I've already done all this to get jobs back. But globally, they're trying to beat me. They're raising rates to hurt you. So if it goes down, they get the blame.
Yeah, they will get the blame, but ultimately rates have to go up anyway if we're ever going to have a real economy. The stock market has to come down. That's part of the recovery. So instead of saying, hey, the stock market going up shows I'm a good president, the stock market coming down means that he's doing things that will actually help the economy. We need asset prices to fall because we have to let interest rates rise. We have to default on debt.
But it's like putting your shoulder back in the socket. We know we need to do it, but it's not going to feel good.
And Peter, I think, you know, I agree with you, and I have agreed with you for years. I mean, I was opposed to the quantitative easing and all the $20 trillion in debt and all the increases in federal spending. I just think that, you know, look, Trump is dealing with the food stamps. He's getting people off the food stamps. He's reducing the number of illegal immigrants in the country. He's going to have to deal with these programs, not overnight, because you can't just cut them off.
Yeah, let's admit that. He's already done a lot of good stuff when it comes to sovereignty, militarily. I mean, I think Trump, I mean, let's give him credit on that. I mean, I'm not being the cheerleader.
No, he is. No. There are some good things that he has done on the margins, but you're talking about we have a terminally ill patient here. And if you clear up some of his acne that he might have, I mean, sure, okay. So now he's going to be a nicer looking corpse. But we have more important ailments, right, that we have to.
Sure, America has bone cancer, and then we're trying to fix some eczema. Then in closing, again, the head of Euro-Pacific Capital, Peter Schiff, what's your prognosis? How long either way? I mean, how long can they push this bubble?
Well, look, they've already gone on a lot longer than I would have thought if we were having this conversation 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So, we're living on borrowed money, literally. I don't know. I think we're getting closer and closer. And now that Trump is the fall guy, it seems like it makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons that it's going to happen soon over the next couple of years. So, again, people need to prepare, you know, get your gold. I mean, gold is still below 1300, 1260. help. You know, I'm investing money for people outside the United States. The dollar is near a 6-month low, but it's still near a 14-year high. You know, we've surrendered all of the Trump gains in the dollar, but it still has a long way to fall. That means Americans can still invest their dollars overseas. They can go to Singapore, New Zealand, Switzerland, Hong Kong, other markets.
All right.
Get into
Peter Schiff, you're of Pacific Capital. Thank you. We'll be back with Colonel Schaefer. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. This is big news coming up. That was powerful info, though. They are trying to sabotage the Trump recovery, whether you agree with his policies or not. That's the big takeaway.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Other line in the next few minutes.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution is in the minds of the globalist minions, promised riches and power like they were in Russia under communism, Cuba, China, or North Korea, or Venezuela, or all the other nightmares like the Congo, or once wealthy Western European countries that fell to communism, and Eastern European. But now we fall to Islam, allied with the globalist scourge. Revolution is in their hearts. The hateful children of Satan began to march. All right, since we're Colonel Schaefer on, let me know. Thanks. Okay. First off, ladies and gentlemen, we have the 4th of July summer mega specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time plus free shipping. From Facebook censorship to attacks on our funding sources, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist siege. And thanks to your support, we're able to continue on despite all of that and hopefully expand in their face because we want to win. Help support InfoWars and our mission to preserve free speech and Western values and basic freedom. For a limited time on 4th of July, get mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, BrainForce Plus, an amazing documented nootropic, 30% off and 20% more in each bottle. Supermel Vitality, now back in stock, is known concentrated herbs into an oil form that are known to boost your libido, stamina, energy. Just try it for yourself. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. Learn about the lack of iodine, the iodine conspiracy, what it does to IQs, you name it. Z-Shield, the heavy metal detoxer, our newest product. Amazing. Folks love it. InfoWars Select Storable Foods. When I named it Select, meaning quality, but it's not Select. It's the entire line of My Patriot. They just only let me do 10% off every once in a while because they already have low prices. But by private labeling, I get around it in the contract, 30 to 40% off. But I can only do it three times a year, which is one of those times. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack of natural, healthy, non-nano zinc, oxide, sunscreen, and healthy, organic bug spray. Those two together, 40% off, unprecedented. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, that's 20% off, even though it's about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and we are the model of the future, independent media funding itself with high-quality products you sell, because they got rid of our Google advertising, $5 million a year, that was set to be, it was $3.5 million last year. They hit a bunch of our sponsors. They death threat people. They just do it all. And I saw this years ago. I said, we're going to go to direct sales to folks. So now they try to hack attack the websites and shut us down. It's just, we're never going to give up. Now, the news we're about to cover is some of the most powerful, important information I've ever covered. Elite publications like the Financial Times of London, the New Yorker magazine, most importantly, Atlantic Monthly, have all come out with articles that I'm going to be showing you on screen while our guest is on, saying we need to overthrow President Trump, we need to have new elections under Homeland Security, that's federalized things, and take all the Republicans that were elected in 2016 and remove them. Now remember, Obama's last action was to sign an executive order federalizing elections. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, wrote letters saying this violates the Federalist Clause, separation of the states, federal government. Trump is battling to try to remove all this bureaucracy, but it's still there. There's a mutiny going on, and the media has pointed out in the Washington Post that Colonel Schaefer says the same things, I say the same things, Sean Hannity says the same things. Well, I know nobody talks to the president outside the White House like Sean Hannity. They talk every day. I'm going to leave it at that. But the president was already aware of this. He's shocked by how pliable the media is, and the deep state to actually try to block a recovery and do this, but they intend it. So I wanted to play a clip briefly of Sean Hannity Tuesday talking about this, and then a month ago on Lou Dobbs Business, Colonel Schaefer breaking it down. But none of us are plagiarizing each other. We're all educated. We're all informed. We're reading what the Democrats are saying. And we're historically looking at it, they're calling for death, violence. This is insane. So I want to ask Colonel Schaefer, former head of the Bin Laden unit, patriot, with a lot of big connections, helped expose Benghazi, you name it, works for the London Center for Foreign Policy Research, Fox contributor, where we are currently and how serious the situation is. But first, here's a clip of Sean Hannity Tuesday. They're calling for him to be fired right now at the Washington Post.
Also tonight, a soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America in an attempt to overturn November's election results and forcibly remove a duly elected president from office. Sinister forces quickly aligning in what is becoming now, in my mind, a clear and present danger. That is tonight's very important opening monologue.
All right, boom. Then a 15-minute breakdown of them saying kill the president, the deep state. Schumer bragging, the intelligence community has seven ways to Sunday to take you down. Then they come out in a Washington Post article and say Fox News Sean Hannity is encroaching on Alex Jones' territory because he quotes the same statements they've made about the plan to overthrow him. So they want to get this plan going, but then they want to deny it, even though it's in the news, when we oppose it. That is what they call black propaganda. They are using serious, unprecedented disinfo. Colonel Schaefer, you're more of an expert on this than even I am. I know that you've worked in some of the most classified areas there are and really head up a lot of things that I'll never see the light of day for this country. Am I overestimating how serious this is?
No, Alex, thank you for having me on. And no, you're laying out completely correctly. You're essentially outlining the situation based on their own verbiage. And, of course, then when they get caught in the open daylight, they then try to say, no, we never said that. It's all about you. Same way the deep state goes about saying the deep state doesn't exist. And as you pointed out, and this is the first time you and I have spoken since what? I don't know how many months ago. Sean Hannity and I haven't spoken. This is all original work by all of us, simply observing what we see and factually analyzing and putting it back out. And my analysis is just a bit different than yours and Sean's. Mine is coming from the perspective of how I've looked at and studied terror organizations and how they go about radicalizing individuals. And my posit on this, Alex, and I've gotten some pushback and people don't like what I say, but the fact is this. The way that the left is going about trying to demonize the president, essentially justify and ignore the violence on their side, and then reinforce that with a complete the imagery of death being acceptable. Kathy Griffith using the beheaded image of the president. All these things are the same way ISIS goes about radicalizing and recruiting people to become terrorists. And wow, that is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a direct correlation, a direct pathology that is the same between ISIS going about isolating individuals, pushing them forward in their cause, reinforcing bad judgment, getting them to accept violence, becoming numb to anything else except their way of thinking. And that's what I'm seeing here. And that's what I'm most frightened about, is that you have at least some percentage, Alex, who are going to be willing to go out and do and carry through what the left is pushing for here, is a use of violence as a political extension of their methodology, of their ideology. And that's what we all have to be very concerned about. And yes, the Republic is in danger by the fact that you have a group of individuals who are willing to subsume and overwhelm any legitimate element of government trying to protect the American people for purposes of trying to allow for this chaos to happen.
Well, when you say you're getting pushback, it's because you're over the target. The Democrats are saying kill the president. Every major newspaper I've seen has written op-eds. I see it in movies. I see it in plays. I see it in dramas. Right. Kathy Griffin, you mentioned. Snoop Dogg, Bow Wow says kidnap his wife, sex rape her, sex slave her. The Islamicist capitulation by the feminists putting on hijabs. I mean, it is like mass Stockholm syndrome. And then they're everywhere saying we're going to get violent. I mean, just on InfoWars.com, the commenters coming after us on the streets. It's just, as you said, as ISIS or Al-Qaeda puts out this message, kind of like fire ants put out pheromones and all sting you at once, they say, go, kill, it's acceptable, do it. You know, the guy that tried to kill Trump in Nevada, you know, grabbing the cop's gun, he's a hero, the BBC says. Wolf Blitzer has a guest on, you know, the day that Congressman Scalise and the cops, everybody gets shot a few weeks ago. And he says, this man was not evil. He was tired of politics. And Wolf Blitzer nods his head. I mean, if somebody goes and shoots Blitzer, and then we say, oh, it's just politics, I hope that doesn't happen. And the weirdest thing is, it's not soldiers or tough guys who've had an experience doing this, who then are always wanting to be restrained, as conservatives are. They're taking you and others kindness and restraint as weakness, and I see like armies of beta males, communists with their fingers on their triggers, coming to Trump rallies and aiming guns at people, and the cops let them do it. I mean, I'm seeing a like death wish crazed suicide gene, just like we see in the Islamicists. And you're absolutely right. In fact, I thought of it, but never said it. They are literally becoming Islamified.
Right. And that's the danger, Alex, is that they have lost a connection with the democracy, which we hold true. And you and I have spoken about this a dozen times. The fact is this. The government's job is to preserve and protect the American people and serve the common good. Alex, if the government doesn't get together, if Mr. Trump can't clear out the Obama folks, the pro-Trump, the pro-Clinton folks, you're going to see a complete breakdown in society. And inevitably, I think, as you just stated, the left tends to take our kindness and consideration as weakness. And that is a dangerous mistake for them to make, because people are going to get upset. And as you saw in England last week, you saw someone, a British, and I'm not saying we should go violent. I'm saying the inevitable result, if the government does not provide for the common defense, common welfare, you're going to see individuals pick up and take justice into their own hands. And that's why you saw that British individual, that British citizen, no attack, the individuals from that mosque coming out, because he is fed up with the fact that his own government has allowed for large networks of terrorists to establish themselves in their own country. So this is what we're saying here. We're seeing, and I'll be blunt, large networks of terrorists under the banner of Antifa, under the justification of this, this, I would say, sedition put forward by the Democrat Party, encouraging their side to rise up and be violent, and eventually people are going to become very perturbed by it. There's going to be good members of law enforcement who say enough's enough, and there's going to have to be a large effort to go after them. And dare I say, you're going to have to start locking people up for the very act of sedition I've seen come from the former the Department of the Loretta Lynch, I think, has been involved in sedition by her comments. You've seen other members of the former President Obama's staff encouraging violence. And I'm sorry, Alex, that's sedition. The moment you cross the line, you cannot accept legitimate outcomes of a political election and then start fighting the government and the governance, then you become essentially an enemy of the state. And in this case, they're actually encouraging acts of terror. And as you point out, the mainstream media was very accepting of Congressman Scalise, being attacked. And instead of actually trying to say enough's enough, we've gone too far, they've continued to push forward with the idea that violence is okay.
Did you see the video of President Trump speaking to a crowd? And as soon as he says, let's have a moment of silence for Scalise and the cops that got shot and others, they start booing and hissing and screaming. And I saw top Democratic strategists on Fox News defending hashtag Trump hunt Republicans. I mean, I don't want to have this be violent. We just won election wise. We just saw Karen Handel win. We've just won four upset special elections, right, despite the biggest Democratic spending ever. We're winning the old fashioned American way with ideas. I don't want a war.
Right.
I don't need some, you know, coming of age deal to kill a bunch of liberals. I just can't. But I also feel like I'm in dereliction of, as a citizen, of my duty, not saying we have to start getting ready for insurrection and civil war, because they're really pushing it.
Literally, that's what they're pushing. I mean, exactly. And again, Alex, we cannot be dissuaded by them saying, oh, you're misinterpreting things. No. There's no way to misinterpret the idea that beheading a president and enslaving his family is somehow okay. Somehow that's just rhetoric. Because a certain percentage, Alex, as you know, of individuals on their side will take it seriously. They will begin to plan actions, and they will...
It's just like ISIS, is what you said earlier. They put out the message, yes, to billions of people. They know people are going to act. It's like advertising. If you put advertising out to billions of people saying, come eat our hamburgers, they're going to come. Well, if you put out advertising to billions saying, kill Republicans, kill Trump, kill Alex Jones, kill, it's going to happen.
Right. And that's exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying. And even some on the left have admitted that there's issues. I've met with members of Congress on the Democrat side who recognize how dangerous this is. And look, I don't think Dennis Kucinich would mind me talking about a conversation he and I had recently. Dennis is a concerted liberal, not a progressive. A liberal has recognized, Alex, and there's a difference. The liberals, the traditional liberals, recognize that the idea of free speech, of free dialogue, is important to the sustainment of any democracy. However, when you cross the line, when you start calling for violence and killing the other side, you're then going to destroy the very fabric of the ability to have those discussions. And that's where now we are literally in the danger zone, and something has to be done. And Vice News, believe it or not, was one of the first liberal side elements to say,
I saw it,
the liberal side is actually going too far. And this is where we've got to look for those on the liberal side, not progressive side, liberal side, who recognize the damage being done to the very fabric of...
Well, exactly. Here's an example. I was in a restaurant about a month and a half ago. We were going to the shooting range. I was sitting there with former military guys, you name it, and we all got concealed carry. And this guy follows us out. He shows us his gun, and he says, you know, I ought to get you. And I didn't even know what to say to the guy, except I started getting ready. It was like a whole Western. I started getting ready, and then all of a sudden he figured it out and went back in the restaurant. But I just don't know what their problem. I mean, I've not done anything to these people. All I want is a secure, prosperous nation with tax cuts and take care of our veterans and secure our borders. I mean, I don't get why they hate America so much that they are willing to, like, literally attack President Trump's daughter on airplanes, you name it.
Yeah. Alex, it's because of the culture. I mean, this is something I actually said on Lou Dobbs a few nights ago, and I got some pushback. Look, the millennial generation, with a few exceptions, has been completely brainwashed into believing that somehow America is the font of all evil, that everything we've done has resulted in bad things happening, and they have become the believers in this very, very incorrect but very corrosive idea.
Cancerous.
Somehow, yes, it's a cancer, and they are infected. Many are not willing to do it. My son is a conservative. He's a millennial, and he's constantly debating with his peers over what is factual. And they always answer his factual debate with emotion. So you have
Evergreen. You have a liberal professor, Bert Weinstein, who says you can't have a weekend where whites are banned. Then they file a complaint on him, and the school tells him 50-plus faculty, 50 filed it. They said, you're not allowed to face your accuser, and challenging allegations of racism is racism. It is Kafkaesque 1984.
Right. And this is where we have to, again, clarify our message, clarify what you just said, Alex. We want prosperity for all Americans, not just American conservatives, not just our side, everyone. And the idea here is to live by the rule of law and support the Constitution. And somehow that has all become a radical idea to those on the left. And again, the progressives on the left, primarily, I think the liberals on the left, the traditional liberals, understand what's going on. But there are very few. They're outnumbered. The old Scoop Jackson Democrats, Blue Dog Democrats. They're being essentially.
Steve Bannon is an old-fashioned Democrat.
Right. And so what we see here is this complete, I would say, like you said, this is a move to make the United States, the U.S., this is good to make us a Soviet Union. That's what's going on.
And let's be clear. Let me ask you this question. Again, former Intel guy running black ops against Al-Qaeda, you name it, Abel Daniels, the whole nine yards, Colonel Schaefer, Tony-Schaefer.com, LondonCenter.org, read his books, amazing guy. It's so hard to get him on. Looking at this, they were doing their incremental socialist takeover. And where all these leftists feel like they're part of the power structure, even though they're useful idiots and aren't. They see conservatism, libertarianism, free market renaissance awakening globally. They get scared. Their big billionaire funders like Soros realize it. He triples the funding. They come out of their beehives like it's the end of the world for them. And that's why they're launching their next 10-year operation in just a year, not out of strength, but out of desperation.
And to your point, this is where Antifa is getting its money. These kids who are Antifa, think about this, Alex, they are all baristas at Starbucks for the most part. They don't have the money to take off and go away from work and go protest. You now have a professional protest class that's been created by Soros funded. And again, this is sedition. This is sedition. This is pushing us towards a communist society.
So why is Soros still walking around? Why is he not arrested?
Well, there's a number of people I think need to be in front of grand juries. Hillary Clinton, James Comey, and Soros. I think we've got to figure out how to push the legitimate elements of our government to become constitutionally appropriate and focused again. And I think that requires Mr. Trump to fire more people at the Justice Department, to get rid of those who don't understand that the need is to bring back real freedom.
I mean, I agree. And I think Trump should bring people in like you that are bulldogs. And I mean, this is war. Here's the deal. I don't need to feel big going after them. I don't want to have some big roundup of liberals. I don't want to do that. They're the ones trying to push us into a communist, fascist, crazy, kill everybody amalgamation. I'm being forced to really think about how we respond to them, because clearly they're getting ready to launch their attacks. Soros has spent $1 billion just on the stuff coming up in July, and they literally are saying kill cops. I mean, I can't believe that law enforcement even puts up with this.
No, I've talked to law enforcement. As a matter of fact, I work with several folks in law enforcement here in Virginia, and the answer is this. Law enforcement does feel very much targeted, all members, black and white. This is not a racial thing. I've
talked to black members of the Philadelphia police force undercover units and told me flat out, Black Lives Matter is a fascist organization designed to undermine all law and order, no matter if it's black or white. So I think this is the thing. We have to continue to paint them, Alex, for what they are. They are fascists. They're seeking some level of control of our government. And if they can't control it, they want to disrupt it or destroy it. And this is where we have to be very clear in trying to make it very clear to them. It's like, this is not acceptable. And then, again, I hope Mr. Trump and the government can get its act together to go after the leadership. Because, again, like I said, Antifa cannot exist without a level of funding from an outside source. That outside source we know is Soros. I've seen the intel on this. These groups are trying to organize all across the nation, and they're going to lead with violence, and that is simply not acceptable.
Bottom line, you saw Loretta Lynch saying violence is necessary. You mentioned that. She said that a year ago.
Right.
She had strong cities that said the UN should run our police departments. That was mainstream news. You can't make this up. It's clear.
Right.
They think we're so dumb that if they kill a bunch of cops and kill conservatives, libertarians, we're going to roll over. They are so stupid. I don't know. They think bring in Islam as their muscle. I mean, it's almost like someone's setting them up. I know they're not. But Soros needs to know this isn't the Middle East or some places historically divided like Ukraine. I'm not trying to be overconfident here because I'm worried about the aftermath here, but I don't see this going well for them.
Let me say this is going to upset some folks in your audience. Alex, why do you think they are so open to radical Islam? The reason is because they like that system. They like the system of control radical Islam brings. So when you see those on the left, apparently by all, acting irrationally, ignoring the threat, the reason they're ignoring it, Alex, is because they like the model. They like the way Islam and radical Islam goes about subjugating individuals and putting power in the hands.
They're bullies.
That's why they like Sharia. That's what they're aiming for, and that's why you see them allowing it to happen.
Birds of a feather fly together. They're bullies. So.
Right.
President Trump listens to you, obviously, on Fox. He listens to us some. What is your message to President Trump? What other key points should we relay to folks? Because I want the listeners to know, this isn't hype. I mean, this country is in a major crisis. They know the American system will outperform collectivism. That's why they want to kill the American system. We were inches away from societal collapse. Trump and the American people came in during the breach, but we've only got a beachhead right now. I liken it to D-Day. We're only on the beach.
Well, that's it. You need to get off the shore. Get off the shore. We die on the shore. It's like I said during D-Day. You got to get, back into the hedgerows. You got to carry on the fight to those who are attempting to undermine the successful effort. And then the two things your audience needs to take away. First off, look, I think Mr. Trump is on the right track. I think he's made a lot of good progress. He will continue to make progress. But secondly, I would encourage him to be bolder than he is. You're not going to solve the problem by being nice, Alex. As much as I think President Trump tried to be somewhat hands across the water by not prosecuting Ms. Clinton, I think he needs to rethink that. I think he needs to go after them. And to quote a good friend of mine, if you've got your boot on their throat, if you don't stop them, they're going to come back and they're going to burn your house down. And frankly, as we've seen, blood has been flowing. A congressman was nearly assassinated. The left continues to push for violence. That, Alex, is not acceptable in anybody's book that I know is a rational human being who loves this country, and therefore anybody, to include liberals who recognize the danger of the progressives. We all need to come together behind the scenes and maybe strange better fellows, but do everything we can to support the president from clearing out this very clear and present danger to the sustainment and enhancement of our republic as we know it.
It's a total clear and present danger, and the intimidation, the insanity, it's a Pandora's box. Everybody's got to come together for prosperity, stability, and it's total insanity to go down this road any further. Tony, I really appreciate you coming on, LondonCenter.org.
Thank you. Thanks for all the work you're doing. I appreciate being on, and I hope to come back soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, please come back anytime you want. Oh, you're a busy guy. Now, you're working all the time briefing Congress and other folks behind the scenes. You're really a superhero for America. I know you don't want the credit, but you're one of the guys out there that so many times I connect the dots is one of the key people making sure this country gets to the next level. So I know that everybody wants to thank you, and please come back on soon. Thank you, Colonel.
Thank you. Just want to do my share. Thanks.
You bet. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. The country is on the edge of an explosive civil war. We're desperately trying to stop it. Your actions now, peacefully, are critical. Fourth hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.